Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to you from Manitou Springs, Colorado. Have a good one. And hey, how are you doing? It's a good new, it's the oldest thing we call a new year. Are you happy about the new year? Some people are not. Some people have a twist on the whole thing. It depends how it starts out, right? We're going to play something else. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, shit. All right. Sorry. Shoot. $2. Okay. Let's go and give a nice little intro here. I'm going to play a little bit of music for a second so I can get a drink of water. I'll be right back.
City of the Angel. City of the Angel.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic Extreme Man here on Psychic Extreme Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio. It's one of those nights. So, therefore, I'm going to try to get through this voice. But if it gets any worse, I'm going to have to go. It just came on suddenly. So tonight we're talking about, I think we're talking about relationships and stuff like that. So if you have a relationship question or just an opinion you'd like to sit here and share with us, please join us. I would like to have a freaking, the situation looking at relationships anyway. Because I've had so many arguments lately with people who want to sit there and stick to the world. The world says do it this way. And I say screw the world, okay? If the world's got it so down and so packed and so great, why is our divorce rate 60%? Christians, religious people say if you do it this way, you have a great relationship, great marriage. And guess what? Their divorce rate is between 30 and 45%. Now, when you focus on the spiritual way, of actually focusing on a situation, going into relationships, being totally honest, upfront, straightforward, being yourself, really tapping into your spiritual side, then it drops down to almost zero. So which way you want to go? I love to hear you guys out there talking and that kind of stuff and say, hey, you know something? You want to have a good relationship? You want true love? What is true love anyway? True love is when you believe in yourself. You are love. And when you put yourself in a situation where you feel comfortable and you can share yourself with somebody, you are there. Everybody's sitting there looking at the freaking books, and what they're doing is they're listening to other bullshit from other people. They're not taking the information and actually letting it resonate with their own lives, individuality, focusing on the situation. No, they're sitting there going, well, this person here says if I do it this way. You don't listen to people. You just go out and obtain information to be successful. Look at the books and the idea. I was sitting there and saw this one book. I'm not going to mention it by name because that could get me in trouble, which is kind of weird, isn't it? You can't say it or speak your mind. We got free speech in this country. But it's amazing. We got all these freaking attachments to everything. Daring you to sit there and speak your mind, I'm going to sue you. Even if it's the truth. So do people really want the answers? Do people want the questions answered for them? Do they really want the truth? Or they want to sit there and keep playing these bullshit games with everybody, staying in some marriages they're not supposed to be in? Okay, when you sit there and get a realization, that's the key to get you out of prison. You don't sit there and walk around with that key in your hand for the next whenever you decide you're going to sit there and follow through. You get to follow through now. Realization is realism. Right now, the situation just presented itself to you, saying this is not where you want to be. Are you frustrated? Do you want to kill your husband? He's not the problem. The situation is presenting itself as you don't want to be there no more. It's run its course. It's done. That's the minute, the second you make the decision to leave. If you don't follow through, you're going to sit there and say, well, I don't have this, 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 and this. Yes, it's there, but it needs the decision to follow through. And then what you need is the tools to actually get out of the situation and actually be where you really want to be at. And that's when you see them. But you got to make the decision. You can't sit there and keep faltering around the situation and say, you know something, I'll make the decision next week. And then I guarantee you that whole freaking week you're going to be sitting there going, I wish I was somewhere else. Or I know where I want to be at. Why am I staying here? Yeah, ask yourself, why are you staying there? Because the answer is within you. It might even be in your husband or your wife's face of what they're doing or what they're not doing. Because realistically, there is no right or wrong with that person. They're just being themselves, which reflects back to you. You're not. Plain and simple. You're not loving yourself unconditionally either, or you wouldn't keep yourself in a situation. Okay, guys, that's the way it goes. I read an article the other day that really ticked me off, and the person said, saying our relationships are built on white lies, and she's condoning it. She claims to be a spiritual person, but she's still hanging on to the world in the idea of trying to say this is normal. Okay, if you're not focusing on the idea of what real relationships are about, you. If you don't have a relationship with yourself, then you're not going to have a good relationship. Okay? So focus on the situation and look at things for what they are. Are you happy where you're at? Do you look at your surroundings and wish you were somewhere else? Because wishes come true. But see, the catalyst is you, which also presents itself to you're not loving yourself. You're just not. Unconditionally, you may point little things out that you actually love, but you're not loving yourself completely. It's like, look at astrology. Astrology could be really positive if we stop focusing on the negative. You know, we have negative traits and positive traits. But honestly, that's you. And if you want to have a balance in your life, you need to pull those together to realize that they're all you, characteristics, assets, and they're all positive, really. Because as a whole, they work together. If you can sit there and look at certain things you don't like, that's also another sign you're not loving yourself unconditionally. So therefore, think about it. Would it resonate with you? Look at the situation. What is up? Because right now I'm getting really irritated with the whole freaking thing and the idea of putting it out there and saying, hey, guys, it's a new year. New perceptions need to be obtained. And when I read articles about people who are actually condoning lying, even on the smallest level, it's still pointing out you don't believe in yourself enough to tell the truth to be who you are. A lie is an excuse to keep you from where you should be at and what you should be realizing within yourself. Okay, excuses are things we create to keep us from where we want to be. But they're still lies. Because those lies, one thing I guarantee they're not going to do. They're not going to get you where you want. They're going to keep you right where you are. And they're going to keep you doubting yourself. They're going to keep you miserable. They're going to keep you unhappy. So let's look at the situation. We've got to point out the ideal, unknown happiness, and all these characteristics that are keeping you someplace where you don't want to be at. Then I want you to sit there and focus on those suckers. Write them down on a piece of paper. Look at them. How can you turn those suckers into positives? How can you turn... Sometimes it's best to look at astrology. Look at your sign. Look at the negative traits. How can you turn those into positive? Because you can. Can you be a totally positive person? If you can perceive it, you can conceive it. So therefore, it is true. The law of attraction says one thing. You can obtain anything you want as long as you believe in it and see it as reality. But if you're sitting there making excuses, you're refusing to see the reality of the situation. It's time to leave. It's time to go. It's time to have a good time. It's time to start focusing on our passions, our inner depths, our essence. Who are we? And go out and live it and promise yourself that you will never get away from it. So therefore, your life will continue to get better to the point where you can be awesome. And whatever thing comes after the awesomeness, you can be. But if you're not being true to yourself, then you're not being true to your life. You're not being true to the people around you. You're lying to them. And what's so funny about it is you're still in the same situation. Same situation. So ask yourself, do you really want to do that? I hope you come up with the answer no, and you start making the decisions that propel you in this year. Make a resolution to be true to oneself, you. Forget the other resolutions, because realistically, when you start focusing on being true to yourself, whatever resolution you make in that kind of context of positive energy, you will attain, and you will be successful, no matter what it is, okay? So let's make it happen, guys. Forget last year ever existed in the sense of dwelling on it. Use it as a springboard to the life you've always wanted to live, okay? So we got some callers on the queue. So let's go to a couple of callers and see what's up. I want to answer some questions, get some insight here before my voice continually goes. All right, let's go to area code 239.
Hi. My name is Lana, and thank you for taking my call. And I liked everything that you had to say. It's interesting that you said what you said, because I've just been feeling an energy shift for myself, and it's right on the money. But my question is about relationships, and I'm wondering if what you see for me.
Well, give us
this year in terms of relationships.
Okay.
Do you see anything at all?
Okay.
Coming up.
Tell me about you.
Yes. Is that okay?
When's your birthday?
My birthday is November 5th.
Okay, so you're a Scorpio. And I'm similar to the situation. You're not in a relationship.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well.
I said, I take it you're not in a relationship.
I am. It's new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a new relationship.
Okay, when you say new, what are we talking about here?
About 1 month, maybe 5 weeks. It's good. I don't think he's my soulmate, but I haven't been in a serious relationship for about 4 years, and I do like this person a lot.
So you're saying you were in a relationship for 4 years?
I have not been in a relationship for four years.
Okay, you haven't been. Okay, I want to make sure.
Right.
So I'm coming to you a different way. When I said, look at the situation, when I sit there and said you're not in a relationship, that's what I was saying, with the idea of the situation where you're at, because it's like you're saying, I don't see this person as a soulmate. No, it's like trying to explain to people what soulmates are, okay? They're everybody. So when we look at the situations of connections, we have to figure out what that connection is, because we're all connected. There's no such thing as being single. as spiritual entities, we're all connected to one source. So therefore, we're all connected to each other. So you have to sit there and distinguish between the two. What kind of connection is it? Well, you distinguish that. This is not your significant other. This is a soulmate. This is a situation where you're going to learn something about yourself. And hopefully he does too. But we don't concern ourselves with the other people in that situation because those are lessons they got to come up with and they got to go through and learn. Okay, too many people are focusing on the other person and saying, you know something, what's up? Well, if you're in a situation of a good relationship, you know. So therefore, you're not listening to yourself, and certain things are going on. And I feel like this relationship you're talking about, it's something, it's being based on it's good, but it's not really based on how you really feel. Does that make sense?
It's not based on how I really feel. Is that what you said?
Well, you said you don't feel like he's your soulmate. So
well,
therefore,
I don't know, but it doesn't feel like it to me.
Well, that's the answer. Because when you meet that person, the significant other, the person you're supposed to be with, there's synchronicity. There's no doubts, and you have doubts, and you're trying to figure it out by looking at the situation. Things are good, so therefore I should have that feeling, but I don't. So it's like looking at the situation. We talk about the people jump into sex too quickly. They don't realize that sex can actually hinder a relationship from growing. That's when you start getting that doubt.
I don't know if I have doubt. I just don't think that the true connection that I've felt with other people, you know, in the past. I mean, I've been truly in love in the past, and it's usually a certain feeling that, you know, I get. I haven't been in a serious relationship for about 4 years now, and I'm tired of being alone. I'd like to be with somebody, and I was wondering if you saw something coming up for me.
Well, I see this going a little bit further along. What I was saying was, too, when you look at, see, people do this. Forget you were ever in a relationship because those relationships don't exist anymore. And also the idea they're in the past. They're in the past, okay? So, therefore, I guarantee you've grown and matured since then, so you can't use those as examples of what it's like.
Okay.
Because they didn't last. So they were just temporary situations. Look at those. You can look at the relationships and learn from them. Yeah, look at the positive thing that came out of it, but also realize it came full circle. Okay, you can look, you can see where you've grown to help you understand, but you're basing this relationship on what you've had before. You're not realizing you're not the same person when you have those relationships. The idea of 4 years was a good break for you. So when you look at the situation, you're still trying to figure out. And you're still continuing with this relationship, which means there's something still needs to be learned. I'm picking up, it's one of those things that's going to go full circle in about 2 months. I don't see something where it's like two people not liking each other, getting angry, fighting. It's just the idea of making a decision. And I do get the impression that with this relationship that you have, don't try to judge it. Don't try to freaking out. Just let the 2 months go by, because I feel like at the end of 2 months, there's going to be a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep it, or you can move on.
I see. Yeah.
So
I can understand that. Yeah.
But do one thing. Do not expect this man to change because you feel like he should. He is who he is, and respect that, and he will respect you too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to the whole freaking thing. Too many people go, well, he won't do this, and he won't do that. Well, he never will, because he is who he is.
I know he's not going to change. I know that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying he's not going to, because he doesn't feel like he has to. Until he does, nothing's going to happen. I'm just saying, just look at the guy for who he is, because he's a reflection of you. In some ways, you've been looking for somebody in your life to be like you, so, you know, you want that kind of reflection going on, because you're going to learn a lot from each other. My problem with him is he going to be as open-minded as you are to actually learn from you, too? Or is he going to wrap on that macho crap of saying, you know something? I know everything. I hope not, because no one does.
Right.
What I'm saying is I get 2 months of good. It's a good 2 months. So at the end of the 2 months, it's your decision. But I'm saying at the end of the 2 months, you might look at something and you might not want to make that decision, so you're going to hope he changes so you won't have to, but you know you're going to.
Yeah, he's pretty set. And I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty set too, but I am open-minded about certain things. I think more so than him. And I can see what you're saying about this person.
Yeah.
So I guess it's, you know, somebody else coming along.
Yeah, but the point is, live in the now. It's more likely that if a new person is supposed to come into your life, look what's going on now.
Right.
Because yes, there might be a person that comes into your life, and he might be the next boyfriend. But you don't look for it. You look at what's going on.
Yeah.
But if you don't learn the lessons in this relationship, the other one could be delayed. Which I don't really.
Okay, I see what you're saying. No, I'm enjoying the relationship with this person.
And plus, the more you learn, the more you're going to understand when a decision does happen at the end of 2 months, and it'll be an easier transition. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I hope you feel better.
Me too. I'm drinking all kinds of fluid. It's just not working. But
tea.
Yeah.
Hot tea.
To go get some
money.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
Do you want me to put you back on hold so you can listen?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Let's go on to our next caller, which is also on the center. So I do private readings. And if you want to call on the show tonight and get a reading, please call 646-721-9031. If I said that too fast, I was saying it slower for you. 646-721-9031. I also do private readings, so if you want to get a private reading with me, which I recommend for a lot of delicate situations that we got going on, you should get a private reading, because right now it's only $1 a minute. And if you call 740-500-8863, I guarantee you get one of the best readings you ever want to have. And plus, the idea right now of $1 a minute is put down the situation that you have a certain time frame that you'd like to do a reading in. We do have a tendency to sit down and talk to you, and the idea of working with everybody's budget, so we can get to you as much as anybody else, too. So don't hesitate, because you might think you might need a little more time you can't afford. Call us up anyway, 740-500-8863, and we will work with you. We want people to get the answers. We want to work with you so you can actually obtain what you need to know and the idea of making things better. So therefore, it puts you in a different financial situation. So next time you come back, you can have a little bit of ease, get what you want. And that's the idea of actually with the whole thing, with your whole life, to be successful in all parts of your life, not just choosing one or the other. Because there's a lot of people out there thinking if you get a good relationship, you get a crappy job. If you get a crappy job, your relationship would be good, but they still think they're going to have crappy luck. They don't realize you could have success in your whole life, and the idea of realizing what kind of power do you have. You have unlimited power, and you need to tap into that whole thing and really look at the situation for what it is. And then all these things really are based on the idea of your true self. It's like looking, we have a spiritual side and a physical side, but if you look in the middle, it's the soul is the one thing that we're all tapping in spiritually on is to bring about the balance in your life, okay? So therefore, when you manifest things and you're tapping into your complete power, it's going to be some really major changes very quickly, which is going to surprise you, but it's going to put you in a mind frame that says, okay, since I accomplished that, what can I do? So give us a call at 740-500-8863 for a fantastic reading. If you want to do a reading in person, we actually have a shop down in Manitou Springs, Colorado, on 946.5 Manitou Avenue. We're there actually Monday through Sunday usually. Just give us a call, the same number, 740-500-8863, to see if we have any opening spaces for you. Or just give us a call if you want to, make sure you get in. So just take it from there and move on. And it's one of those easy things, too. When you come to Manitou Springs, you're going to be here vacationing or touring or just visiting some friends and relatives. It's at 946.5 Manitou Avenue, right across from Usher Mondays, right next to the Flying Eagle T-shirt shop. So come down and join us. I love doing readings in person, too, as well. So let's go to our next caller, which is area code 917. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm hoping to... I'm here. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Changed a little bit. You have a cold?
No, I was just... For some reason, a sore throat or the hoarseness just came on.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I hope you feel better. Are you still working together with that girl that you did the show with?
I've been talking to her about coming back and doing the show. She's having some issues.
Sorry? Oh, she's not on anymore.
She's having some issues of her own.
Okay.
Did you enjoy listening to her?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was fun. I liked her laugh.
Faster. No problem.
I'm having a hard time.
You're on speaker. My question is about Matthew. What do you see for Matthew? What do you see for me and him?
So you've been focusing on this quite a bit?
Yeah.
The one thing I keep getting the most is the idea of detailed. The more detailed you are what you want, the more you're going to get it.
I've been doing that.
I just don't take out some doubts.
Well, I have some doubts about him. I mean, I broke up with him a couple times, and then he broke up with me, and then I broke up. Like, wasn't really working, and now we just spoke on New Year's Day, after New Year's Day, just saying, like, Happy New Year to each other. But do you see anything coming from this? Are we going to get back together? Are we going to talk? Are we...
When I look at the situation, I still see the same pattern going on. And it's like one of those things of making some major decision, okay? The doubt that you have within your head, it doesn't matter how small it is, it's the ideal. You still have your doubts with him. And I feel like it's really working against you. It's the idea of looking at this. When I started to focus on people and say, okay, I want you to focus on what you want. You have to let go of any doubt of something that could happen, any falters or anything like that. And I think that the idea of this person you're talking about to you, he really has some freaking issues sometimes because he has a tendency to use them. He has some issues that he has a tendency to use as excuses.
Yes. Yeah, he has the same kind of pattern. Then I wrote to him about my dreams that I had about him, which were really showing about who he is. Like, I was in the living room, and I was talking to one of his ex-girlfriends, and there was another one that was really kind of mean. But I talked to the nice one, and I said, why did you guys break up? And then she said that she did something really small, and he yelled. And then his father told him not to date with her anymore, and then he left her. And then I saw another dream of him only coming down the stairs to use the bathroom. He didn't even see the lovely people in the living room, his friends. And then he went back upstairs to the old weight on top of the roof. And when I tried to get to him, it was stuffed with baby wipes. I removed some layer, and then there was so much more that I couldn't even, I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him these dreams. I also said that his mother was driving the car, and there were two babies on his ex-girlfriend's lap and his lap. So I guess maybe the ex-girlfriend is still kind of in the way, and maybe he's still processing her or something. And they had two babies on the lap, and they were both very polite, and the mother was driving the car. So I wrote him these dreams yesterday, and I said, you know, let me know what you think if you want, and I haven't heard back yet.
Mm-hmm. The key here is the idea of the dreams, okay, is the baby wipes. See, you're thinking baby wipes as in babies, because there's babies in one of the dreams, too. The babies, what I'm looking at is the idea of the things he attracts, the things he actually pushes away from him. So he has a tendency to focus on keeping people in his life that don't really contribute to his happiness. like the roof with the weights and baby wipes and all that kind of stuff. It's basically representing he's a baby. He's immature, and he's still hanging on to his past. He's still hanging on to a life where he wants to be free. Sometimes I wish I could sit down with people and say, you know, freedom is an action. It's not a place to be. And you can't have freedom unless you're actually in action. So he's thinking about all these things, and the dreams are actually representing your insecurities because you know that he's still hanging on to everything. And the ideal, you're focusing on the individuals. The individuals and the dreams are just the ideal of all the things he's hanging on to. Because he's hanging on to the past girlfriends. But it's one of those things that the ideal, we try to teach a lot of people, the reason he's hanging on to past relationships is because of what they did to him. The baby wipes are actually a representation. He needs to start cleaning and getting rid of everything that no longer contributes. There's one part you said, whose mother was driving?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, whose mother was driving?
His mother.
Okay, it's also representing the people he's allowing to make decisions for him, which means he's not doing it for himself. His father, one dream is a father, a sinner, saying you shouldn't date her no more. But what it's representing is just not as a father, it's representing he's taking everybody's advice instead of taking the advice that people give him, assessing it on what actually works for him. He's just taking it, okay, thanks. And he does what he does. But I get the impression of him giving up stuff. I don't really feel like he's going to be totally giving up anything. I understand you guys talk and the communication, and when you look at the situation of the possibilities, but I feel like he's the one that's going to hold everything back like he's done before. And it's actually focusing on, see, he's being selfish in some ways, so therefore it's representing to you. You need to focus on what's making decisions on just what is good for you, okay? Not putting in a situation. I mean, if you want to be this guy's psychiatrist, then fine. But if you're going to do that, you're always going to be a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You're never really going to have, you have this image of a relationship you want. The impression I keep getting, you'll get it as long as you start making a decision what's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
because,
yeah.
Because
what?
Hold on, I'm drinking water. The key is you've got to make decisions for what's best for you.
Yes. I think, you know, it was very, like, revealing to have these dreams. Like, you're right, with the baby wipes and stuff, he has a lot of work to do, and he's not doing it. He's hiding in the roof. And he also, in my dream, he also said that he was happy I didn't get into his head.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when people realize one thing, if you're in relationships, I think it's important to call people out. Not a mean way. It's just the idea when someone's lying to you, I don't think there's anything wrong with sitting there going, you're lying to me, so why don't you tell me the truth, what's up, what's going on? Because you're never going to come up with any kind of resolution, because at that moment, the reason you're doing that is because you're supposed to. Because you're being totally honest with yourself. You're seeing the truth. So when you bring them out like that, you're just helping them to do the same. To ask themselves, okay, why am I lying to you? Why am I hiding anything from you? I mean, come on, let's get real. Significant other people in our lives are the ones we're going to spend the rest of our lives with. So if we don't tell them everything, you know, I understand there are certain things between, but there's a difference between secrecy and privacy. Okay, you know, like if you go to the bathroom, certain things happen with bathroom situations.
Well,
that you don't want to.
I feel that he was honest with me about everything. He was telling about his ex-girlfriend, and I was telling him, you know, I don't really like it when you talk about this and this. You know, now you're with me, and it's different. And so I was telling him that, and he was able to kind of come over on my side, which was nice, but then he hasn't completely let it go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dreams showed me all of the things that are holding me back, that are holding him back. And also the other day I dreamt about him being a doorman. And I went there, and he was very, very happy to see me, but I was like, I don't know. Like the doubt thing that you said, you know? And another, yeah, I have a lot of dreams about him and just like me kissing him and I'm not sure if we're going to be back together again. That stuff is there too.
Okay. Well, like I was saying before, there's a lot of things with the privacy. Privacy is, yeah, the other things we do for ourselves that we don't want to share with others. And crazy stuff. Sometimes it's just that. But the idea of, you can look at the situation of a person being totally honest with you. Okay, that's great. But still, did you ever ask yourself the question, why is he telling you about ex-girlfriends? Because he wants you to be sympathetic. He wants you to understand. So therefore, if you sit there and go, okay, he's not going to let her go because he doesn't feel like he has to. It's like putting people down and saying, you know, flat out, okay, great. Okay, deal with it. But also look at the situation for what it is, too, and bring it up. If I feel like he's going to communicate with you, but I don't think he's going to communicate about the dreams. Those dreams
are too revealing.
I already
told him the dreams, yeah.
No, I'm saying about him having any kind of input. Because he said he hasn't responded to you sending these dreams to him, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm saying I don't feel like he's going to.
No,
I don't feel like he's going to communicate.
He said?
He's going to communicate with you, but he's not going to talk about those. And you have to sit there and be totally understanding with yourself and saying, you know something? Those are, you're right, the dreams are revealing to you what he's hanging on to and all that kind of stuff, but you got to take it one step further. You've got to make a decision if you really want to put up with it. So it's definitely telling you this is all the baggage he's carrying, but look at the baggage. It's a bus full. You guys, he needs to do a lot of things before you're even on the same level.
And so why did he break up with me?
Why didn't? Or did? You guys are broken up, right?
Yeah. I want to know why he didn't want to be with me.
Well, see, you're taking it too personal. It has nothing to do with you. It's the idea what you reflect back on where you're at in your life. So it's like he distanced himself because you're reflecting back at him all the things you need to change to let go of. The idea of how he realistically telling you about ex-girlfriends, he should have kept that to himself until you've worked it out and then come to you and say, hey, you know something? I was still hanging on to this girlfriend, but I worked that out. Not sitting and telling you about it before he's worked it out. What does that bring to the relationship but nothing but doubt and mistrust?
Yeah, too much.
Well, I understand you care about him, but you've got to make decisions on what's best for you. And putting you in situations where he wants to be honest, but at the same time it's hurting your feelings. You got to take in consideration you're not his therapist. And realistically being true and respectful to yourself, you have to sit there and make a decision.
Yeah, I feel that that's what I'm needing to do, but then, you know, I just wonder if we're going to get back together or not, and...
Mm-hmm. Stop wondering. Stop wondering and stop focusing on it. When you look at the situation of a person who's got baggage, he needs to deal with this on his own. Because he's been with you, and he's not listening to the reflection that's being reflected back in him what he needs to do for himself. The reason you're not together has nothing to do with the decision he made. It has to do with the universe. This is not working between the two of you. So if you're not going to make the decision, the universe will make it for you. And things will start going in two different directions because of everything is being held on. What I mean by that is his problems and situations and issues are starting to create these barriers between the two of you. And the barriers, think about it. If you keep putting two rocks between the two of you, it's going to push you apart. And that's what issues and baggage is all about. That's why it's so important that you should have respect for yourself so you can have respect for other people to take care of that freaking baggage before you even get into a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I totally agree with you.
But what I want to tell you, too, if you walk away from it and forget all about him, there's more of a chance of him coming back and you guys getting back together than keeping yourself in the situation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the sooner you forget him, the sooner he'll be back healthier.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I hope I can forget him. I just have to give it time and
some days are better than others. Like, I mean, I'm still trying to learn stuff that I learned, or, you know, what he reminded me of, and trying to heal that and work on affirmations and things like that. So I'm not like waiting or anything, but I think I'm hoping, you know, hoping that I'll see him again or something like that. But because I know the bond is not completely gone. It's not broken completely, but. Sorry?
It never was. It's just one person's not having faith in it.
Yeah, I also don't know if he's my soulmate. You know, I'm not sure, but I was liking him more. I was bonding with him more, but then there was all this stuff that was getting in the way. Anyway, yeah, I don't think he needs to get back to me on the dreams. What can he say? It's the truth, you know. It's all the truth is out. And so anyway, I'll let that be and move on with my life. I just feel like I'm doing all this type of addictions and stuff to take care of myself. And I need to kind of stop doing that as well if I want to move on and have a better life. You know, it's like I've been in my addiction when I started this relationship, and now over the holidays and the addiction, and I just need to get out of this whole disease, you know. It's like I need to help myself back up. I need to help myself back up again and heal myself. And I don't know, because I feel like every time I go to a healer, I'm on the same level. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, there's not much.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I was going to say that last part again.
Yeah, I just don't find, like, I go to a healer or something, I don't find, like, oh, I'm growing, I have more awareness. It's not like this exhilarating experience anymore. I feel like I can do all the healing myself even better. But I do need support and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doing
the work.
Are you sorry?
My thing is to keep doing the healing. If you feel like you need to do the healings for yourself, you need to continue to do it. Because in the process of getting the support you want, when you do those healings, you will attract the support you need.
Oh, good. I'm glad that at least I can do healing work on it, and that's okay. I mean, I am letting go, but I'm letting go through healing. Like every time I come closer to a certain truth, I'm like, oh, okay, it's good to let him go. You know, it's good to let it go, you know, and do affirmations and stuff about what I do want. And let go of people that I don't like, you know, things like that. It's also very good for me. Let go of people that are not there, you know.
No, I'm just saying with the situation of letting go, okay? Make it more simple. Not the people you don't like or the people you like, whatever. You let go of things that no longer contribute. Simple as that. Just, you know, clear the clutter of people that are just things that bring you down, because, you know, in the process of making a promise to yourself to be happy, you got the things that don't really contribute to that happiness. You got to let them go. And they point themselves at pretty well when you start going. Because you're talking about, you're wondering if you're going to get back together. Well, the wondering is actually putting your life on hold that second.
Yeah.
And then when you go back to living your life, you're back on track. But see, the thing is, the one thing I miss the most here is the ideal that relationships are things that contribute. They're things that become a part of our lives. Not something we go looking for. So as we live our lives, if it's meant to be a part of it, and they're supposed to be a part of it, they will be. But if you're not living your life, then there's nothing to become a part of. That's why a lot of people have a difficulty with the idea of, why don't I have anybody? Well, if you've been thinking about it and pondering, why don't you have anybody? That's, you're putting your life on hold. I mean, life never stops anyway. I'm just saying, you're focusing on that one aspect. You're focusing on what you don't have. So the universe sees, well, this person keeps focusing on what they don't have. And it will keep sending you more opportunities not to have what you want. That's why I was always talking about the idea of focusing on the positive, but actually focusing on what you want. When you start focusing on all the things that you really want, need, desire, when you put them in a frame of mind realizing, yes, I have wants, needs, and desires, but realistically you don't want or need or desire anything. you just realize it within yourself that these are the things that you'd like to have. So therefore, when you get in the frame of mind, I don't need those things. I don't want those new things. I don't desire them. Because you're having confidence within yourself that those are already coming to you. And they're always fulfilled. And when you get that kind of frame of mind, things will change very quickly for you. When the universe starts realizing, you're very confident with the things that you've already put out there, and they'll come to you quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I know what I need to do. I need to clean my act up, stop this addiction shit, clean it up, and go back to my recovery and clean myself up and focus on my goals, which I'm already doing. I haven't really let go of anything, really. I'm doing all my day-to-day tasks, but I just feel like, clear it up, you know, break these bonds, like cut the cords, you know what I mean? And if he comes back, he'll come back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But I've been able to let go, and that's just fucking hard right now for me, you know what I mean? It's hard. I feel like, oh, I gave him this and this and this, and he's gone, and whatever the issues were, you know. I didn't even want to be with him. He had all these issues. So anyway, thanks so much for taking my call, and I'm so glad you're doing the show still. And I would like to write your number down because I did want to call you at one point, and then I couldn't find your information, and I had your internet service and something there, and I couldn't find your number, but you were saying something. What's the number?
The number is 740.
740.
500.
Yeah.
8863.
8863. And this is your direct number?
Yes, I'm actually available after the show.
Need it after the show, but it's good to have your number to call. And how do I pay with PayPal? Can I pay with PayPal?
Yes, you can.
And what's the account number for that?
If you go to PayPal, my email address is psychic_journeyman@live.com.
At what?
Live.com.
Live?
Yeah, live. I'm alive. Live.com.
Live.com. Okay, so do you get text messages on this number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because then I can text you if I got the email. If I, you know, call in the future, then I can make sure that I spell the email correctly.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, but good. I'm glad I'm in touch with you. I really appreciate your work and your honesty and really, really love your show.
Did you hear the first part of the show?
Sorry?
Did you hear the first part?
I heard some, yeah. Not the very beginning. Why?
Well, it was just the idea of focusing on relationships and the idea of being true to oneself. There was more than that.
I feel I am true to myself, but it's just the breakups are hard, you know, like abandonment, rejection, and
that's kind of healed, right?
Oh, you were talking about that?
Yeah, because there's no such thing as rejection. It's the idea of taking it too personal, realizing a person,
you
just made a decision, what's best for himself, and you should look at it and do the same. It makes it all a lot easier to walk away. Because if you're going to get back together, you have to let go of it. Because you're still hanging on to something that doesn't exist anymore, and you want to have another relationship with this person, but you got to let go of the old one in memory and that kind of stuff. And then when you let go of the whole thing, you're right. You've been doing everything for yourself that you're supposed to be doing, but the little bits and pieces of clutter in there is the idea when you start wondering about him. You start realizing that you can't change or do anything for people. It's what you do and who you are that you hope they listen to it and do it for themselves.
Yeah, it's true. That's absolutely true, and I think I know that. Like, I already know, and I don't want to be in a relationship like that. It's too uneven. It's like there's an imbalance going on, and it's going to that's not going to bring out a lot of joy for me. You know, it's going to be a little more suffering than joy. Who needs that? You know, after a traumatized childhood, you need kind of like more fun in your life.
Well, that's why I always tell people, make it simple and forget the whole past. You know, just learn from the positive and other situations. And then the other ones, if you focus on the positive and anything, past lives, your past life, your childhood, look at the positive things that happened in this relationship and all those kind of things. Then you can sit there and say, okay, you went through those things to learn something about yourself. Did you learn? If you didn't, I think you can still learn from those memories of all the positive things that happened to you. Okay, so then you go forward and realize, oh my gosh, the past, realistically, is only existing because I'm allowing it to.
Yes. Yes, I can definitely look back in those memories, the good ones, and see what I learned from it and you know, heal, recover. It'll take a couple more weeks, I think. I'm giving it 8 weeks to heal. You know, first 2 weeks were harder, but now it's okay. And the less I contact him, the better. You know, I just did it for New Year, but I'm not going to contact him for any more.
Just let that thing, let a phone in place. If people want to be with you, they will find you.
Yeah.
So have faith in the bond, and the bond and the connection still exists. And so therefore,
I do feel that.
If you're supposed to be together in the future, you will.
Yep.
But you got to realize one thing. There's nothing you can do to speed it up, change it, or anything except to continue the work for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like I am. Yeah, I feel like I'm doing really great. I just have to stop doing the weird addiction stuff. I have to give that up. Oh, God, help me. Okay, thank you again. I'll keep listening, okay? I love your show. Good luck with your show for the new year.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yep, I'll be listening still, okay? Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
No problem. Let's see, we're going to find that freaking... Oh, there we go. Okay. Wow. It's really quiet. And I'm actually going to sit here and focus on... I'm trying to figure out... I'm going to play a song real quick, and I'm going to try to adjust my voice, and hopefully something works. Because if it doesn't, I think I'm going to have to cut it short. So if you might give a call in here and get a reading and get some information, insights, tonight we're doing a show where we're focusing on relationships, but we're going from a spiritual point of view. But we're also doing Asia card readings too as well. So, you know, join us at the spiritual roundtable and give us your opinion about what you think about relationships and stuff too as well. You know, people have a different perception. I was actually talking about the other day, talking to a woman who's been married to a guy for a very long time. She's in her 50s, and she's thinking that she... It's almost like the idea of you talking about the idea of time's over, time's up, compared to what? If you're still breathing, you still have ideals. You still have things you want to do. You have things that you want to change and that kind of stuff. There's plenty of time, because time is just perception. If you focus on the ideal... When you sit and focus on the ideal, that means you have things that you still gotta want to do. If you can still conceive things within your mind, they're still attainable, and you can still do them no matter how old you are, how young you are. First and foremost, once you contact me, I'll teach you how to do the age reversal, which actually got some really good results from too as well, where we can take your life and go, okay, you're 50, but you don't like being 50, and people don't even see you as being 50. They see you as being 35. Well, we consider and teach you how to do that. What you do is you change your birthday to being 35. Live like you're 35, which means if people see you as 35, you're already living it. Now you just got to embrace it. Let your mind, body, and spirit hear that you are basically living like a 35-year-old, and don't be surprised if your body changes along with it, where people keep saying, you look so young. What have you been doing? You know? It means you're doing good. Dates are just dates. It has nothing to do with the idea of perceiving who we are and what we can do or can't do. I was there talking to someone the other day, and he must have been disgruntled about the new year or something, because he was like, you know, just what you just admitted you're old and stop and just embrace it and just chill out. And that gave me an inspiration to say, you know something? No. I got things I want to do. I'm going to do them. And I've already been doing them. And it seemed like the person was a little irritated with that and the idea of what I was doing because I had no intention of stopping. So it must have been something that happened with him that reflected somebody saying something to the same thing. But instead of actually looking at the person and saying, no, I'm going to still act like a 35-year-old because that's what I feel and that's what people see. I remember the first time I met a friend of mine, she saw me for the first time in person. We talked on the phone and stuff. She never imagined in a million years of the age of the year I was actually born. Because she couldn't, she said, not in a million years I would have figured out how old she was. I said, well, think about it. Maybe I'm, the idea of just having that number doesn't mean that's how old I am. I mean, let's think about it. How does a number determine age? It doesn't. It's our perception. And the idea, we sit here and look at it all the time. We could use the past as an example of looking at people on how they, you know, back in the day, Roman times, most of us didn't live to be 40 years old. So back in those days, when you were a teenager, that was midlife. So if you look at the situation, how perception has changed, it's also expanded our age span. So therefore, if and all those perceptions are based on what they perceived and what they, you know, what they perceived, they conceived. So you get people around you talking about, you know, you don't live past 40. Well, the power of suggestion said, yes, you're right. Well, there's somebody out there. In each one of those time frames where we've seen those things change, somebody said no. And exceeded that. They looked at the limitation, but they didn't look at the limitation like a brick wall. They just looked at it as a motivation to exceed it. Because I've heard people say that, like, you got to understand your limitations. Yeah, you do, because how can you surpass them if you don't understand what they are? Or, you know, the whole thing. So therefore, take it. Use them for motivation. Okay, this is you know, because we've seen our lives. Look at our lives. As you progress, your mindset changes and changes and changes. It doesn't stop. So therefore, why should we? And plus, if you look at the idea of reincarnation, there's a prime example right there that we don't cease to exist. We just change form. So when we change form, we go into another life. And so on and so on. Okay, and plus we realize what that means. Karma is like action. And reincarnation is to give us another opportunity for a different action. Learning from karma. Negative or positive. Let's look at the people out there who have these great positive lives. They must have done something very positive in a past life, which is reflecting this one. But you can also have a past life that wasn't so good. You're going to carry it with you, or you're going to use it as motivation to make this life even better because you're going to have a chance, and here you are. So we're going to be right back after we hear this nice song from Kansas called Child of Innocence. We'll be right back.
Became of all the years. age of those who have walked before me here. I am cast in the web of an ancient spell. I'm holding on to life, I'm drifting in a stream. Everything's much clearer now, we live within a dream and never away.
Down, that was Kansas. The song is called Child of Innocence. It's a really cool song. We're back. This is Psychic X Journey Man here, your host. And this is Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here at the Spiritual Roundtable, talking about relationships. And we're doing some, okay, well, let me try it one more time. We're actually doing exit card readings too as well. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, I do private readings. I have a shop here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. If you come down to 946 and a half Manitou Avenue, you can get a reading in person. We call it the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. So join us. It's 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. If you want to give a call ahead of time, please do so at 740-500-8863. I also do readings on the phone, so it's the same number. But if you want to check out the website, I think it's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. So if anybody has any questions, I mean, like you said, we call this the spiritual roundtable and that kind of thing. So when you start focusing on the situation, that kind of stuff, be great, fantastic. We'd be glad to help each one of you guys out. So therefore, Shane, if you call the number, talk to us. Okay, 808. We do have a caller, I think. I'll have to check that one out. But, let's see. That's freaking weird, isn't it? All right, let's get this thing going on. Okay, if you're in the queue, push the 1 if you want to get on the air. I'll be checking people that pop up in the queue from time to time just to make sure maybe something's not working or something like that. So don't be surprised if I say, hello, how are you? Just give us a... If you want to be on the air or you don't want to be on the air, that's fine. I'm still kind of like working this studio itself because we've changed some things. We used to have a hand up when people wanted to get on the air. Now we don't really have anything that I actually recognize as something that would be saying, hello, you know. So like I said, we're doing relationships from a spiritual point of view and the idea of what happens first. If you got some opinions about the situation, I'd love to hear them. What do you think? What happens first when you meet somebody? It's one of the things, it's a spiritual connection or is a physical connection. I want you all to think about this and the idea of attraction. What brought you guys in? It's like the universe brought you into the freaking room where you actually met for the first time face to face. But if you sit and look at that connection, what is the one thing behind why do we go to certain places? Why do we do certain things in those connections to meet those people? And I guarantee you, it's not a physical attraction. Because a lot of people go, hey, you know something? You have to have a physical attraction first, or you shouldn't go there. If you think that, then you're missing out on a whole lot of things. Because when you meet people, something spiritual happened before, which actually brought the two spirits to come together in the same room. Okay? The physical part realistically does not happen until after certain connections happen anyway. The second thing, when emotions are created, and then bonds and connections are actually realized. They're already there. But you got to sit and look at the situation. Can a physical attraction carry that far away? I've actually seen stories of people who decide to move to the same town, city. And then we sit and do the research, we found out they actually made the decisions at the same time, but they were in two different places. Okay, is that a physical connection? No, it's not. If you focus on the ideal, soulmates, twin flames, soul connections, those are spiritual concepts, which everybody's looking for, but they're actually trying to figure them out through a physical attraction. That's where the confusion comes in, because they're two different things. So therefore, the answer is, it's a spiritual connection that brings two souls together. In the process of those two souls coming together and creating a relationship, then the physical comes in to express what has been realized, created, whichever way you want to look at it, the physical comes in to celebrate and to have that physical connection with the spiritual connection. But basically, sex is expression. Okay, so therefore, the more you create a relationship between two people and the idea of knowing dislikes and that kind of stuff, the connections you have physically has a tendency to be more, enhanced. Because in the process of getting to know each other and dislikes and the compatibility helps people to really live down the resistance so they can share more of themselves. You are love. And the more you're in a situation where you can express yourself and be yourself, the more you're willing to express yourself and share that with somebody else. Love. I mean, look at the symbol of infinity. Infinity is an eight. But realistically, when you look at the situation, it's two circles brought together. The two circles represent two individuals who have a strong sense of self. So therefore, when they come together, since they love themselves unconditionally, it's easy to love another spontaneously. Too much thinking going on, which means you're stuck in the physical. You're stuck in your head. If you sit there and let things go and be natural, you won't have to think about it. The next thing you know, you're in a fantastic relationship going forward. And maybe one day you'll sit there and go, wow, all I had to do was be myself. That was easy, but that's how it works. I think that within relationships, I think we should be more honest with ourselves and the idea, why does this person like me? You won't ask those questions if you already love yourself unconditionally because you already love yourself. So, of course, you don't ask the question because you don't, beyond the shadow of a doubt, you have confidence, respect for yourself that you know these things are going to happen because of what kind of person you are. You attract another person, it's easy to see the beauty within them. It's easy to see the love because you've already seen that before within yourself, and this person reflects you perfectly. Okay, so therefore, can you have a perfect relationship? Of course you can. Can people can see that within their minds? Of course they can. But there are the doubts and issues that they will. That's why it's so important to go back and deal with situations. Because the more you deal with those situations, you release them all. Let go of your baggage. When you meet that person, it's a whole lot easier because there's nothing holding you back. There's nothing feeding those fears and those insecurities because you've already dealt with them, got rid of them. So therefore, you can see the person in front of you for who they are, which is just reflecting back at yourself about who you are and where you're at in your life. there's different kinds of connections and that kind of stuff. But realistically, you look at them, they're on the same page. Like you see somebody who's not on the same level as you are spiritually. But they're also looking at you at the level you're on, gives them motivation to keep climbing that stair of spirituality. And then you can look at the other person who's not quite there, can see where you came from. Gives you more confidence in yourself to keep going to as well. And I guarantee if you lift it, if you really look at the reflections you're casting back at each other, you will realize you are realistically on the same page, because if you're reflecting each other, it doesn't matter where you are as in action. The things you've gone through to get to that spiritual part, maybe it's the ideal this person's reflecting back at you to accept yourself right in the mirror. Next thing you know, you're on the same page. So keep that in mind too. I'm kind of curious about this one caller, 808. So let me sit there and say hi. Area code 808. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me? 808. Very quiet. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm not wasting any more time. Impossible, no such relationship. Okay, we got a caller. No, he actually got a question, the idea. Can you actually have that relationship? Realize one thing. Somebody was the first to do it. Back in the Roman times, we only lived to be 40 years old, but somebody made a decision that they didn't want to believe it. If you're going to sit there and let the world give you freaking examples, then you're going to create the same thing that happened before. But if you sit there and start looking at the idea of what you want, you can bring it into reality and you can have it. But if you're going to sit there and say it's impossible, then you're right. If you really want to look at the situation and not feed into the impossible, then start focusing on what's possible. Because when we sit there and look at the idea, people say there's no such relationship. Yes, there is. But see, the point is, they're living it, so you're not going to hear about it. When was the last time that stupid-ass news put something really positive on television? No, this is a couple having a great relationship, and it's spiritual. It's all levels. No fighting, no arguing. No, you're not going to hear that. Okay, but it does exist. Just because it doesn't exist, it's the idea when a tree falls in the forest. Does it make a noise? Just because you're not there doesn't mean it doesn't make the same noise when it falls on a squirrel. Okay, it happens. But just because you don't see it doesn't mean it didn't. So why don't you be the person out there who doesn't have to share their relationship with nobody, but you can still have one. So check that out, too. And it was this... Well, somebody says I don't see it. Guess what? I do. And I'm not giving up, giving in, until I have it. But it starts with you. So therefore, if you want to have that relationship, if you want to have that kind of relationship, then you better have it with yourself. Because what you reflect, you will attract. You are who you are. When I look at people all the time, I can see it. That's why I consider to look at a total stranger and say, you're an awesome, fantastic person. Because I already have that relationship with myself. And I say, I'm an awesome person. I only attract awesome people. So therefore, it's easy to look at someone and go, hey, you know something? You're an awesome, fantastic person. Maybe they need to hear it so they can get on the same level too, get on the same freaking boat. Keep it in time, yes. I'm sitting looking at the situation where we consider to go with the ideal and say, if you're a pain in the ass, you're also still going by someone else's reflection of their opinion. I look at it like this. I like to know what that person can see in their mind of what a pain in the ass is. You might see something totally different. It's their perception. So focus on that. Okay, don't feed into someone else's perception, what they think you are. Ask yourself, what are you? Yes, who I am. See, they say, I am who I am. Yeah, spirit. And spirit is made of loving energy. Okay? The body has been going, the body goes through a lot of things. But it's like a freaking force field. It absorbs everything, which protects the soul. So when we start looking at, well, what is spirituality, guys? We're focusing on the soul, soul connection. We know for a fact that when we tap into the soul, there are no limitations. There's no limitations, no fear, no insecurities. When you tap into your pure soul, spirit, when you start realizing the power you have, and you'll just look at people going, they can only perceive you with their own perceptions of themselves. So keep that in mind. If anybody wants to call in here and get a reading, we're doing answer card readings tonight too as well, so give us a call at 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading, contact me to my shop at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue in Manitou Springs, Colorado, right across from Mushroom Mondays, right next to the Flying Eagle T-shirt shop. We'll be looking for you. If you want to give a call ahead of time, give us a call at 740-500-8863. It's also best if you do private readings, because a lot of things you shouldn't really be airing on the air. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. But I'm just saying, realistically, some things need to be put in private. So keep that in mind, too, because I also do phone readings, too. It's the same number, 740-500-8863. And you'll love it. And right now, our readings are, and if you're in the shop or on the phone, whatever it is, right now they're only $1 a minute. And be totally honest with me with the situation. If you come into it, we will be charging you by the minute. If you tell me ahead of time that you want to do like a 20 or 30 minute reading because it's all the money you have, we still want to complete those readings. So just let us know. So we'll sit here and charge you for the 30 minutes, and then we'll finish the reading. I can't sit here and tell people flat out, I can't do no more for you because you're out of money. That doesn't sound spiritual to me. So keep that in mind. We work with anybody's budget. So give us a call, 740-500-8863. And we're still looking at the idea, if you want to sit here and get some subliminal CDs, try Brain Sync and Handy Sync, okay? Go and check them out on the web. Go to www.brainsync.com. They have subliminal CDs, or you can get the download, which you can use in minutes. All right, but if you want the CD and you want that to download on your computer, a little bit more expensive, but well worth it, because these are great CDs I've been using for a while, and they seem to make a big difference in the idea of getting a more positive mindset. Focusing on subliminal things is the idea of what you want to obtain, because they got CDs for anything. Quit smoking cigarettes. They have a CD set on how to rid yourself of cancer. A lot of success on that one, too, as well. Focusing on love, success, attracting more money. And there's like almost like a bunch of HemiSync is a little bit different. Go to www.HemiSync.com. It's a different kind of technology that actually sends a tone to, like you use headsets, and it sends a tone out. And when your brain hears this tone, the brain is actually able to use your both hemispheres of your brain together, which gives you intense concentration. When you have intense concentration, you're more open to receiving the messages, the subliminal, to actually help you with things and change things in weeks. Brain Sync is definitely subliminal. And they, like I said before, they have things on attracting wealth, love, soulmates, and that kind of stuff. So therefore, focus on that. I did have the numbers. And actually, as we're talking, I'm sitting here trying to get the numbers. It's just the idea of finding that information. It can drive you nuts. But I know it's here. Let's see. I have those two. Sometimes I wonder where they go. And we're knocking things off here, so. Trying to figure out what these suckers are. It's amazing how I tend to put things where I want them to, which makes it easier for me to find them. It's just kind of funny why I can't find them. Three of all, same kind of problem, too. Let's see. So you want to give a call here? and you want to get a private reading, please do. Give us a call at 646-724-9331. Oh, shucks. Still kind of weird. I can't find him. Well, if I find him as we're doing this whole thing, I'll give you the numbers so you can contact him directly. Okay. We do have some things we've talked about before. If I can just get my voice back, that would really help out a lot. But I was sitting there thinking about the whole idea. I was like, get just a little bit more input with the whole thing. I'm still trying to make a drastic thing here of finding those papers. It's amazing when you put things in where you think they're supposed to be. They're never there. It's like looking for a pen. You have 1,000 pens in your house, but then when you need one, you can't find a one. Hold on. Let's see. Those pens are driving me freaking crazy. Anyway, I'm kind of curious who this person is, 808. It's one of those things I'm kind of focused on. So, okay, tapping into my memory here. Going, I know I had those. I know they're here. What did I do with them? We still like to hear everybody else's opinions about certain things, too, as well. So give us a call. 646-721-9031. Well, I guess we're going to surpass that one until later. Nothing seems to be popping in. Well, 808 should talk to us. Give you some, give your friends some insight. Wow. I'm just saying right now, we really don't have anybody calling in, so I was just trying to get some something as in a conversation going on with somebody. So, you know, you should let us talk to you. So if you want to talk to me, just tell me yes. Go ahead, talk to you. I was sitting there looking at, we'd like to do some angel card readings tonight too as well, so give us a call. We'll sit here, focus on, let's see. I cannot seem to get my freaking voice back. So we're going to see what happens with that one. Okay. Area code 808. I'm going to click. I can click on the microphone because you're in the queue. You're in my chat. You're actually on my switchboard. All I got to do is push the button, and I can talk to you. You just got to talk back. So I'm going to push the button right now. So talk back to us. We want to talk to you guys. Okay? Give us your insights on the whole thing because I feel like you got some really strong opinions of your own. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at the situation. We're actually focusing on right now. 808, you're on the air. So welcome
what?
To the show.
Are we? Are
yes,
we on the air now?
Yes,
oh
you're on
God.
The air right now.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Doing good.
That's good. If I could just get my voice back, which was kind of funny. I had my voice about an hour, well, actually, early today, and all of a sudden it just came on like it did.
Nice. We were sitting here cackling. It was pretty funny. We're enjoying listening to the show.
Well, thank you. Anyway, it seems like you've got some strong opinions. Has anything changed your mind of what I said since then?
No, I do actually have some strong opinions.
That's my friend Mari.
Okay.
Because I actually wanted to meet you after my friend had talked about you and everything, and it was pretty intriguing. Actually, before we got on the air, we were talking about you, and
really?
We were talking about how I wanted to know a few things about
uh-huh.
my personal life. I wanted to know, well, one, I've got two pressing things to think about. I have a house purchase that I'm about to do. In that, I'm hoping it will come true.
Right. If you're asking me, I would say my thing keeps coming as a very strong yes.
My gut feeling tells me that too, because for the first time, I'm not actually anxious about it, and I don't feel any negativity about it, and normally my intuition is
mm-hmm.
very strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, my opinion is the more you listen to your intuition, the more confidence you have in yourself anyway.
I'm
because
sorry?
Your intuition's from you. I said that when you keep focusing on listening to your intuition, it makes you more
mm-hmm.
confident, and it's you're
yep.
able to actually tap into more of that power. That's why you don't feel anxious,
yep.
because you're not focusing on a fear, which is an illusion.
Absolutely. I truly believe in that. That's 100% dead on. I notice my intuition gets pretty powerful, so I know when something doesn't feel right, and this is the first time in regards to something like this that it felt dead on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, you know, just really focus, even to the point of decorating your house and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it as there's something going on with my current home right now, and
uh-huh.
it's a lot of issues going on, so I decided to jump and take the next step and maybe look at another property, and we went to a lot of properties in the last 2 months, and nothing felt 100% on, and jokingly
mm-hmm.
I said, if a property came up with all of these certain attributes that I had stipulated, which were pretty large attributes, I said, if there's a property that exists in Colorado, then by golly, I'll go for it. And by golly, this one actually had every single point. It was very strange because there was no opposition with it. Everything I jokingly said, and I meant it seriously actually, actually came true. I said, if it came with all this, then that would be meant to be. If there was nobody putting in an offer, then it was meant to be. And it was so weird. Everything kind of fell into place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the ones I like the most.
Yeah, it felt right. Like if there's no fight.
Well, they always say if there's any kind of resistance, then you're going the wrong direction.
Correct.
Like
and it's for
it's
this
like
time,
yeah?
I don't feel resistance. I don't feel resistance for this. I don't know why.
Well, if you don't feel no resistance, there's no reason, there's no why. I've talked to people before when they were sort of going, I feel like something's going to happen. What should I do? Nothing. Because your intuition is kicking in to tell you it's coming to pass. So you've already done the work. Now you got to be still and be open to receive it.
Nice.
So that
I
was
like
crazy.
That.
Huh?
I believe in that very much. And then the other question I have I guess I have three questions, but I'll just ask the most important one. I have a career plan in which I was going down, and I've been working on it for many years, but I kind of put it aside in the last year. But my intuition tells me that I'm on the right path to revive it back up. I'm just wondering if that's what I should do.
Okay, let's say the last part again.
I have a career. Maybe you're getting mixed for me because I was thinking about the other question at the same time I was doing this one. I have a career plan that I've actually feel that it was destined for me. And
right.
I put it aside actually for the last 2 years because of the rock and roll, not the rock and roll, just the up and down emotional aspect of it really took a toll on me. But I put it aside for the last 2 years, but yet I keep getting drawn to it and things keep coming up to, you know, bring it up that I'm supposed to be on that path. And I guess I'm wondering if that is still the path I should go on. It feels like it is.
Yes,
but I'm wondering.
I'm
sorry?
It's definitely, the thing is, nothing has changed except for you pushed it back. It's still as much as it was destined 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those things, it's a definite thing that you're already being drawn to it. So the best thing to do is any kind of, in a situation like this, there's some fears that might manifest some obstacles, but nothing that would be called what I call resistance. It's the idea of how you perceive it. This is going to be hard, and you're going to keep attracting things. But see, the one thing is, you put it off for 2 years when you should have done it 2 years ago. It's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just a reality that you did that, so therefore it's still there. But see, you've also acquired some fears that might work against you. So as they come to the surface, just realize that they're just fears, and just they'll be gone as quick as they came to the surface.
Yeah, you know, I believe that you're right, because I've had a lot of, you know how you keep saying if you ignore the signs, you know, then obviously I've been ignoring the signs even though the signs have been there all along, you know. So it keeps telling me to pursue that path, and I've taken it lightly and dipped back into it, but not taking it full force. So I feel like if I do this house situation, I feel like everything's going to fall into place because everything kind of feels like it's going in the right on-track direction.
I agree. But I went through the same thing for a while, too, with what I'm doing now. And I was always riding the fence for a while. And I was actually, every year I would run away with the carnivals, hoping I would save money to get back to Colorado. It never happened. And then the last year I was out there was a lot of resistance, got yelled at a couple times. And I was like, you know, sometimes I'm using this to actually escape where I should be at. And as soon as I came to realization, it was also something that I was accumulating things, working for the carnival, negativity and that kind of stuff, because I really didn't feel like I deserved it. And when I sit here and changed, I remember this too. I came home and I said, you know something, I deserve to go back to Colorado, because the first time I came to Colorado, a client brought me out here. And I basically just said, since the client brought me here the first time, it didn't cost me nothing, I deserve it again. In less than a week, something came to the surface. But some work I've been doing with my brother. My brother came up, which was kind of funny, because he had a tendency to basically procrastinate in the idea of paying anybody for services. But for some reason, he was so impressed with the work I did for him and his rental property. He actually said, what do you want? And I said, ooh, I like that. What do I want? And I looked at my mom and said, I want $500 and a bus ticket back to Colorado. In less than a half a week, my mom, who never gives her credit card to nobody, gave me her credit card and said, why don't you just purchase the ticket now? Really? Who told my mom, you know? But it was like all these things. That's one thing about signs, too. People will not act like they normally do. And they're actually going out of their way to help you, which means definitely something's happening, and that before that week was over with, I was back here. And boy, did I feel all that happier too. I just realized that the carnival was, sure, I could sit here and justify it as something that was going to get me back here, but it was more like running away.
Yeah.
So like you were telling
me
before.
I feel like that.
Yeah,
I feel like I ran away for 2 years.
Yeah, but when you look at those 2 years, like I looked at mine, I was looking at the idea, it was like a 3-year period. And I was sitting looking at the situation. Everywhere I went, carnival, friends and that kind of stuff, I was always doing readings for people. I was always doing palm readings and talking to people about cars and also giving advice about relationships. And people seemed to gravitate to me. So I was like, there's something up with this that I'm not paying attention to. I need to sit here and embrace this thing completely instead of only going halfway. And when I did that, tons of stuff started falling in my path to make things happen. And even the idea of realizing when I did get back on the path, solutions seemed to be easier to obtain. Like I was, when I first came out here, I stayed in a hotel because at that time I did a lot of work on the internet. And I figured if I could get a hotel room, you know, internet's free. So I didn't have to pay for that.
Right.
I could keep making money. I would stay in a hotel and I actually ended up renting, my first apartment was right across my hotel. But it was like, there was 1 week where I made all this freaking money, but it wasn't coming in on that day where I had to pay another week on this thing. And I was sitting there doing a radio show one night, and this one guy I know came in the room, and somebody came up saying, ask him, you know, you guys have done a lot of work, and I said, he'll help you out. Well, I hesitated. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to extract this money myself. And then he sat there and said, the thing that you want to manifest, until you figure out how to manifest them out of thin air, they're going to come through other people. So the next day, I was sitting there focused. The next day, I was sitting there in the hotel freaking out because that was a due day. And my angel came in and said, my angel said, have you let this thing go? I said, yes, I let it go. I'm waiting for the outcome. They go, no, you haven't, because you're still sitting here. What would you be doing right now if you wasn't sitting here worrying about this? I said, I'd be at the gym. They said, okay, then go to the gym. So as soon as I got on the freaking bus to go, I got that prompting to call Richard again. So this time, instead of fighting, I said, okay, I'm just going to call him. So I called Richard up, and I said, Richard, I need $125 for another week. Is there any way you can help me out? He said, yeah, sure, no problem. Let me get you a computer. You have it in 30 minutes. So this is another thing, like a miracle thing happened. I was on the bus, so we lost connection. Well, about 10 minutes later, we got to a good area. Like he calls you back and he said, okay, I sent the money, but I didn't send you $125. I'm like, okay. But see, before we got reconnected, I was kind of nonchalantly saying, I should have asked you for $150 because that's what I really need. Well, when he called me back, he told me he didn't send $125, but he actually sent
$150. Wow. Yep.
Yeah. So that it's freaking
is,
me out. Though.
That
yeah,
is the kind
calmly.
Of stuff that happens to me.
Yeah. So when you start seeing things like that, the idea of having a perfect relationship is still not crazy. Because I've seen too many miracles happen out there. You just got to find that one person who understands you as much as they understand themselves.
I think I knew I found that person already. I mean, that was my third question before, you know. But in my heart of hearts, I know that person was the right one. Yeah. When you know it, you know when somebody's the right one. You just, there's no undeniability. And it's a soul connection that's not like anyone else's. What are you doing, Yoli? Sorry. My friend. My anonymous friend. Yeah. I looked over to the left and I'm like, what are you doing? She's mowing, what is it? Mwah, mwah.
What does that mean?
Blowing a kiss. It's a kiss.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's a mwah.
Okay, I get it now. So, but she also sent a text and didn't say nothing.
Oh, that was a picture. I was a picture of what? Oh, it was one of those symbols. It was a kiss symbol.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She threw me off. I'm like, what?
No problem.
We were just, yeah. I do want to meet you, though, in person. That would be cool. So you know where he is?
So you're going to come by tomorrow? Tomorrow
maybe.
Be good because
yeah,
it's pretty warm.
Did you say it'll be warm? What?
Yeah, it says it's supposed to be about 57 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, really?
That's what I checked anyway. The weather changes too quickly here in Colorado.
Yeah, because I was like,
I'll see if I'm going to win the lotto.
My friend, my anonymous friend, I keep saying her name. She's like, is she going to win the lotto? I just want her to find a good person. She's a good heart, and I just want the best for her. To be honest with you, as much as I know my own situation, I would love to see good things happen to her because she deserves it.
I mean,
well, she's got to let down some of that resistance, I'm telling you.
You know what? You're dead on.
She needs to let down the resistance.
She is a brick wall.
No, you're like, it's like she's continuing putting bricks on the wall. You know.
I know she does. She's putting bricks on the wall when she's sending you all kinds of texts.
I know.
I was over here yelling at her before we got on the air. I'm like, don't send that text.
Doesn't matter. It was actually really good to spot a lot of things I was saying on the air going, well, I have a friend who keeps saying this and this. The only word I wasn't using was bullshit.
That was funny. And you kept saying 808, and I totally didn't even connect that. It wasn't me you were talking about because that's our, you know, my phone number prefix. She kept going, I think he's talking about an 808. I'm like, you dummy, that's me.
What is that code for, 808? What is it? I've seen that before.
808. And she goes, he's talking about an 808. What is that? I'm like, duh.
So what state is that?
It's Hawaii.
You know, Hawaii. Okay. I've had some clients from there, too.
I bet, yeah. There's, I haven't actually talked to anybody since Hawaii. Somebody like you, really, since Hawaii. It's a very spiritual place.
Let me remind everybody: when you go to Hawaii and you do the tour thing, if you find a tiki doll on the freaking on the shore, do not pick it up. Nobody has seen people. You sit there and say, brought those things home, and they brought
the lava rock. If you pick up the lava, if you pick up the
lava
rock.
No, there was, well, Hawaii itself is a state park. And they tell you not to pick these things up because you'll take something home with you, some entity or spirit. People have a tendency to send them back because they do.
Well, and that's the thing is, yeah, because that's in a state park. Because when I lived down there, I mean, our property in Hawaii is on a historical landmark. And so a lot of the stuff on there you don't want to remove and take off because you never know. What are you doing?
Something
He's
about
a
brick,
dummy.
House. Brick house.
You know what a brick house is, right? No, that's not what it is.
Some people represented the idea of keeping oneself in a box, a brick box. There's also girls that are built like brick shit houses too, as well.
Exactly. That's what I knew. Yeah. Dummy.
I'm not a dummy. I do it.
Oh, no, not you. I was talking about her.
Oh. All right.
I was calling my friend a dummy.
Okay, guys, you must have a really good friendship.
We do.
Very like we are.
We're very blunt to each other.
I think we all need more friends that are blunt with us.
Huh? Damn
it.
What?
We all need friends that are blunt and straightforward with us. Makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, we do.
I'm a killer.
She's in a good mood tonight. She's feisty.
So you need a friend with a freaking sledgehammer.
Who? Yeah.
She has a sledgehammer. I haven't found him.
You haven't found him. She said, I haven't found the guy with the sledgehammer. She needs a strong soul, she does, because she's a little wacko.
wonderful. Okay.
I love her.
That's good. When keep it where you are.
Yeah, I love her. She's an awesome person. She just needs somebody who can be there in tune with her spirit.
I agree.
I think where she's not finding the right soul. Because that's her main thing is relationships, right? Mine, I waffle between a relationship and between, you know, work related. She's definitely relationship advice needed.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. She's not too mean. She's just being herself. She needs someone to accept that.
I agree. Good thing you need to talk to her more about that.
Yes.
She's over here making faces.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were talking about coming down tomorrow to see you. I'm just not sure we can, trying to figure out if we can slip that in. Texting. Silly.
Gotcha.
She's distracting.
No, she's very distracting right now because I'm using my phone to broadcast because I had to Skype always. I usually use Skype, but it's been kind of weird with the signal right now, so I use my phone, and she's texting me. So I'm like, okay, here we go. Oh, really?
Skype is awesome.
Huh?
Skype is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
No, I use Skype. Well, I use Skype all the time. You use Skype too?
Not often.
I haven't used it in a while. But
yeah.
I really appreciate it. What?
Oh, I was sitting there reading this thing with, I guess his name is Justin Beamer, that's whatever his name is. And there's a Selena Gomez. Well, they actually took a ride today. Who gives a crap? Why are they, the news is being freaking ridiculous. Can you find anything else on this dude? He took a bike ride with his girlfriend. Whoopie freaking do.
I've never met him. I've met a lot of A-list people, but I never met him. I had no desire. A lot of those people are really nice.
I think he's a little overrated.
Yeah, he's not an attractive individual inside or out. I think he's a little full of himself.
Why don't you tell us about your orbs?
About my what?
Orbs and your pictures and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when we went to go, I took about 200 and something shots. And almost every single shot, there was blue. I mean, normally when you see an orb in a picture, it's got fuzzy and it just shows up. These were bright blue lights. You know, and it showed up randomly. It would show up near a fence post. It would show up on the grass. And it showed up near a house. And it was just like intense light in the picture. But at the time we took the picture, during the day, I'm just photographing it because I was photographing it to look at the house later because I like to look at pictures and reevaluate my options. And I was looking at it, and I was so shocked by how many orbs, but I got it. Really strong orbs, and I'll have to show it to you tomorrow or something. They're super bright, like bright blue. Wasn't it like bright white, bright blue? I've taken a lot of pictures over time. I've seen orbs, but these were very powerful, clear manifestation orbs. And not only that, they were like streaks running through the pictures near it, so it almost looked like a manifestation of sorts. And I got the impression that it was a family member or somebody. It was somebody. I didn't feel anything ill will, and I usually sometimes do when I walk into a location. In this case, it didn't feel like it. It felt like family. Or it felt like they were telling me it was the right place. I wasn't sure. That was my perception.
Yeah. My impression is
lot more angels and angels and relatives.
Angels, not relatives?
I was just going to say one relative and the rest were angels. The blue represents the idea of angels.
It was like so that. Incredibly, I agree, yeah. I think so, because there was something different. It was just, like I said, I got to show you tomorrow, because it is unlike anything I've ever seen because of how powerful it was. And the thing is that the property is very similar to what I was raised on back home. And in that instance, it felt right. I don't know.
That's what we always look for, isn't it? The idea of that house, but a home.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can pick up things like a sense of a family member, but it can also be angels who've been with you for a while.
Oh. Lately, things have been a lot stronger than normal, as far as feeling goes. I was even able to tell Yoli where her dog was. It just came to me up. Yeah, this was, a month ago? Was it a month ago? Yeah. Roughly a month ago, she had rehomed her pet due to her circumstances, so she had to rehome her pet. I had a really bad feeling all weekend, and I didn't want to tell her I had a bad feeling about her pet because I know how much that would cause her anxiety. So as a friend, I didn't mention it to her. And then she came over and she started crying, and she said, I can't stop thinking about my pet. And I looked at her. I said, okay, I have to confess. I think you need to look at the Humane Society. Your pet's over there. And she said, how would you know it's at the Humane Society? Did you look on there? And I said, nope. I'm telling you, I just heard that I needed to tell you that your dog is at the Humane Society, so let's go ahead and look it up. And we looked it up, and the dog was on the second page.
Oh, wow.
And she was pretty darn horrified, but we saved the dog. Yeah, we had her ex-husband was able to readopt the dog out, but I don't know why. I don't know why. I just felt like the dog was not where it was, where she placed it. And that dog meant a lot to her.
Maybe you're reading for me tomorrow, huh?
I have some pretty good intuition. I follow it, and I haven't been led astray yet. But sometimes I don't want to believe my own intuition, because sometimes I doubt it. Even though I know that it's true, I sometimes doubt my own intuition.
Yeah, it happens from time to time.
So
you've actually had this... people and psychics and stuff saying they can't read themselves, which is kind of like a contradiction.
I think you can. It just depends what you choose to believe to some degree. Because it's hard to do a reading on yourself, because then you think that some of the information might not be as accurate because you know your own hopes and dreams, and you might be skewed.
Well, it's just the idea when a person does a psychic reading and they give it for somebody else, at that time they're focusing on somebody else, they're actually being impartial, so they can help that person. If you could do the same kind of impartiality for yourself, then you can read yourself. My contradiction is the idea of looking at people who are psychics. They're telling you to listen to yourself and to focus your intuition and focus on your heart's desire. At the same time, they said they can't read themselves. It's a contradiction. They should be, when I sit here and listen to the readings I do for other people, more like 9 out of 10 times, the information is just not for them. It's also an answer and insights to my own life, because everything attracts. You know, like attracts like. So when you have people coming into your shop, there's a lot of similarities. So if you pay attention to what you're saying to other people, you can also probably save yourself thousands of dollars in therapy. Like
that's
what
true.
Do. Yeah. So I listen all the freaking time. It's been amazing, because I've actually had to catch myself, because I've actually said things in readings going, oh my God, and they go, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I just answered my own questions.
That's funny.
So they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out or nothing. I'm like, your life is great, don't worry about it. And I said, I didn't realize mine is too. So look at the situation. It was like listen to like signs and stuff like that to realize when you let go, they actually give you more information. And it's in time to see ideas. Like we were talking about that earlier in the show. When I came on earlier in the show, I was really ticked off. So it was like my monologue for the opening of the show was the ideal relationships, how you actually have a real relationship by being real with yourself. And I was getting appalled by it. Because it was a lady that wrote this article in the Independent. And a lady said that she was not sure about if she should break up with her boyfriend because he lied to her about going to strip clubs. But that was the only thing he ever lied about. And she was trying to help him understand that the reason he did that because he didn't think she would understand. Now, me personally, bullshit. If the guy would have said, hey, I'm going to go to strip clubs, she'd probably been okay with it because he's being upfront with her. Because she even admitted on the article, her problem was that he lied to her about it. That was the problem. But she goes on in the conversation and tries to say that we lie all freaking day. And that we actually build our relationships on white lies. And she's basically condoning it as it's the norm. And I was just like, I'm sorry, but if we're going to be in the spiritual realm, we're trying to teach people not to feed in the worldly way. Because the world says, if you do this, this, and this, you have a great relationship. Okay, really, then why do we have statistics that said we have a 60% divorce rate? So if you want to leave the world, that's the results you're going to get. And I was also saying, and if you look at religion and Christians, they have a way of doing it too. But they still have a divorce rate between 35 and 45%. But when you start focusing on truth, being very true and respectful to yourself, of focusing on spirituality, it drops almost down to zero. Why do you think so many people are gravitating to the spiritual lifestyle? Because they get better results. They're actually able to live the life they've always wanted. But people are still feeding into the freaking lies, and lie is a worldly perception. It's a human concept.
Right.
And the thing was, people looking for soulmates and twin flames and spiritual connection, not realizing those are spiritual concepts. So you can't focus on the physical. The physical is for, like I told you, what I was saying earlier, you attract somebody. Okay, I've seen situations, I've done this for a long time, so I've actually talked to several people, and you start doing the research of people being very spiritual and trusting those spiritual connections, you start realizing the spiritual connection happens way before you meet physically. So it proves itself.
No, I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. I think that's definitely, you're dead on.
That's what I'm saying. If you listen to the story, it says they didn't meet each other physically until the spiritual part happened, which brought them, one couple actually came from two different states, almost, and then there was like a progression. They get to Florida, they're still in two different cities, but for some reason, one or the other decided to move to the same city, and they crossed paths. Now, you can't sit there and go, that was a physical attraction. And the physical, realistically, is the ideal of expression, what you've created spiritually.
My friend and I were just discussing how dead-on accurate you are, because, I understand what you just said because that's actually happened. And then comparatively, that person and I had talked about that, and it was just that the connection isn't just a physical connection. It's a spiritual, it's a soul connection. It's just something else on a different level.
I'm just saying some people are missing out on the physical because they don't feel it at first.
Yeah, my friend said she agreed.
Thank you. Should I bow? Okay. God, I wish I'd... How can you get a freaking sore throat in like an hour?
How can what?
My throat. I was working out earlier. I was actually sitting here singing and having a good time. Then I decided to log on the radio show. I'm sitting here getting everything ready, and as I went into the monologue, my voice went... I was like, okay, what happened there? It was just, my God. No matter how much water I drink.
We should let you relax your voice.
That could be, stressed out because I'm always prepared for the shows, but I'm not really prepared what might happen. We've had it was New Year's Eve. We decided to do a show on New Year's Eve, and we had so many people as in pranking us. One guy came on the show and said, you know, you're a joke. I said, I'm a joking. You're calling a radio show. Don't you have something better to do, dumbass? And I said, don't call this show. I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut, but I don't. I'm very straightforward, very blunt with people, and it's like this, you know, if I feel the urge to use the F word, it happens, okay? But we're all adults here, so therefore deal with it. If you're going to call a show, realistically, you can sit there and think about it. What is going to happen? But they don't. My God, girl. Let me read one text before you send the other one. Anyway, I'm trying to keep up with these suckers, man.
Right. Well, people are inconsiderate, so.
Yeah, so we were freaking out. So what I did was, since it was all prank people, it was New Year's Eve. Somebody asked me, too, why would they be calling your show New Year's Eve? Are you serious? Bunch of drunks. Anyway. And I was going, that's a good
one. She said depressed people. She said depressed people.
Well, we never gave a chance to depress people. All right, so I'm going to do everybody a favor. And basically, we ended the show early. We were on for 2 hours. And right now, I've actually been on for over 2 hours. So I'm kind of surprised my voice is actually held up through the whole thing, so that's a good thing. So who wants an angel card reading? You want an angel card reading?
Yeah, for sure. If you're up to it, I mean, I don't want to impose.
It's my life, okay? Up to it. I've done readings where I had to sign with somebody. I did a reading with the guy I had to go through a translator. I've done readings all kinds of ways. The funniest one I ever had was the girl spoke Spanish and I had to go through a German translator, which was her husband.
What?
So he had a German accent and then she didn't speak English. And I was just like, hey, let's see what happens. I'm good.
Did it work out?
You know, it worked out really well. You try to realize it. It's one of those things, it's the idea that when opportunities like that come across your life, they're just opportunities to improve more. Find out. You know, maybe you didn't think you could do it. Best thing to do is just follow through with it and see what happens. I mean, the worst thing you can do is learn until the next time it happens, you'll be more successful. But if you don't go through it, you're just missing out on opportunities to know more things about yourself. What are you? When I first started doing this, and I got a chance to work in my first shop we had, it was amazing that I actually discovered I had other gifts. But it didn't happen with just sitting around. It happened in the process of doing these readings when people come in and say, can you do this? And I actually did my first group reading with a bunch of sisters. That was challenging since the boyfriend was drunk. So he was like, his thoughts were everywhere. It was also the first time I had to deal with someone asking me a question I didn't want to answer. And she asked me a question about her father because he was in the military. And he was going to Iraq. And she asked me if he was going to be okay. Well, the answer I got was he wasn't even going to make it to even get there.
That he wasn't?
He wasn't even going to get there. He hadn't even surviving. But I also picked up that the process of his wife, he was very high ranking. And his wife did have influence on the whole thing. If she said that she wanted him to stay there, then he could change and not go. But she wasn't saying anything. And actually, when the girl asked me the question, I refused to answer it like 3 or 4 times. I would just keep diverting and start talking about somebody else or doing something else. She finally got really stern and said, I asked you a question and I want an answer. I said, whoa, okay, fine, I'll give it to you. I said, I don't want to because it's not a really good answer. It's not a positive answer. But that's when I told her the answer. That's when the other information came up. It wasn't coming to me because I hadn't answered the question. So I learned that these things are action. If you don't follow through with it, then they don't give you no more information until you do.
Right.
So
yeah, that's
like
my goal this year. Follow through.
My goal this year, too, is to help people realize, are you listening to guidance or your ego? Because guidance is the first thing that comes through. Guidance makes you feel good. Guidance is motivation to keep going. Ego will sit there either to make you doubt yourself, or that little voice inside of you will sit there and talk you out of something. And that's the second thing that comes through. And which is kind of funny, when you listen to people, they keep saying, I need to stop second-guessing myself, because so they already know. They just need to get out of this habit of actually listening to the second thing, which means it's an excuse to really go out there and do what they really want to do. So they already know. So the ego is really bad. Because I was talking to my friend. I've talked to several people that just really irritate me. And they're coming to me and they're going, well, this is what's really going on. And I've been doing this for so long, and I know what's going on. I'm sitting there going, yeah, me too. And you're sitting there bullshitting me. So stop. My one friend, she was talking about where she had to stay in a certain mode because her and her ex-boyfriend were together up until the first year they were there. They got together in January. So she says she has to wait. She has to wait until January 3rd, which means they won't have no more history because they didn't go past that. But she still has the key, and she still chooses to keep herself in prison, which I thought was ridiculous because she's not listening to her. She is not listening to her guidance. She is listening to her ego. Because I guarantee you, angels do not give you information to keep you in a bad situation. They give you information to get out of it. They're giving you the key to get out of prison. Then I have another person I know that I really care about who's in a situation that she's always talking about how discontent she is. And that is another sign that you're saying, I feel discontented, but my angel is just saying I need to stay here. You're actually using your angels as an excuse to not go where you want to really be at. Or you're looking at your surroundings, and you're saying, well, things are not falling into place, so I guess I'm supposed to stay here.
So you know, you're dead on about my friend. That sounds like her right now.
Well, everything happens for a reason. But I sit here and listen to the discontentment, and your angel will not keep you in a situation. Plus, when your angels say you have to wait for the timing, what they're telling you is the timing is up to you, but you still have a resistance up. They want you to let down your resistance, and you'll realize that what you're looking for is just simply taking an action and going forward. But when you have a realization, the realizations happen when they happen. That is the sign. You don't make it. I've had people do that too. I'll make it next week. I'll follow through with it next week. Realization is realization, which means at that moment, there's something that's happened in your life where you come to that realization. That means it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to do everything. And right now, it's the first of the year, which is the best time to do it because, you know, you look at people and I see things with people. I can see their auras. I can see their chakras. I can see the colors. And these are all pointing out that the things you need to change, but it all begins within yourself. But also you can see the cords that they're still attached to last year. And it was one of those things of just doing a basic meditation with Archangel Michael. I've actually seen the visualization of him taking the sword and cutting those cords. And sometimes when I see people, you can see people who have anchors in their backs and they're chained to the past. That's a really bad one. But still, the chain represents some bowl cutters and cut the sucker and go. I won't mention any names, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. We were just mouthing that amongst each other. Yep. You were, because it's true. It's 100, yes, that is, we had the same discussion today. We had the same discussion earlier.
So.
That's. And you have to hear it from someone else.
I just got a text from the nameless person. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because that guilty person knows that what you said was so true.
But it's one of those things that there's realizations around us, people, situations that are what I call the bolt cutters. You just got to utilize it, that's all. Okay, I'm going to do an angel card reading for you. So all I need you to do, I'm going to shuffle the cards, and you're going to tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay.
Don't do like the last person did and forgot to tell me. My fingers are sore.
I'll tell you.
All right, from now.
Okay, I'm good.
Should I stop?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you want me to cut the deck or leave it the way it is?
Actually, cut the deck.
I'm trying to figure this word out, this text. All right, let's look at the cards. The cards, the first one out, see them. Let's see, I'm going to do three-card pyramid. The first three cards are talking about, let's see here. They're all three major arcana, so that's some direct
yep.
things. Because
yep.
they're talking about this. The first card is a zero. Now, I call it the circle, but it's the first card in the major arcana. It's actually, in the regular tarot card deck, it would be the fools. But in this one,
yep.
it's actually based on the original deck. So people don't like that word fool because they feel like what it represents is you taking a foolish trip. But see, the
mm-hmm.
point of the whole thing is it's an illusion because it's now called the leap of faith. The freaking, if you take the symbol itself and say, not a zero, but actually look at it as a circle, then we look at a situation where a person's coming in a very strong light in their life right now, a lot of realizations, that they actually love themselves more than they ever have. So the leap of faith is the situation you're going through now, they just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's still some doubt that have a tendency to make you hesitate. That's why they call it the leap of faith. You keep leaping.
Right.
I always tell people, it's kind of funny, the leap of faith is kind of an illusion because you're thinking, I have to take a leap. But after you take that leap and you start doing things the right way, you start realizing it wasn't a leap, it was the right direction to go into. You just need to kind of motivate you and push yourself to do it. Do you let
right.
go of those things? That's what the card says at the bottom, too. It says, believe in yourself. Listen to your heart. Do what gives you joy. And the idea of having a home and some place to come to where you don't have to worry about anything, because you're really in a
mm-hmm.
good place right now. Don't have to do that. But see, you've also come through some other situations where they wasn't so smooth, and those memories are still there in some ways. So those are the things
yep.
that make you hesitate. So then the second card is the one. It's kind of funny. This is how it works, okay? The first card is zero, one, and two. So your first three cards are like the first three cards in the tarot deck. This one
wow.
says the magician is Archangel Raziel. It's the idea of tapping more into your abilities and manifestation.
Yes.
This is
mm-hmm.
when you manifest this kind of manifestation, you stop thinking about how and you start thinking what's next. What can I do now?
Yep.
Okay, so it says you can manifest your life. Okay, you can manifest the life you want. You have the magic. You can make things realistically appear magically. Because there's a lot of things that kind of still baffled you, but you have to sit there and understand that they happen. See, your success depends on your focus and your intention. And the people and the situations, those kind of things, those are just the tools and things that you need to obtain the success in this way, this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows a very successful beginning, which means you're going to, you know, as this becomes reality, your perception changes very dramatically. Where you're going to, like I said before, you're going to be going, we got this, so what do I want now?
Yep.
I've
been doing a lot of meditation.
Mm-hmm. And then the second card
focusing more on my manifestations. I've been actually doing that a lot lately.
Right. And then your second card, well, your third card is the High Priestess was the number two. So it's also the same powerful psychic insights and everything else. I guess you would say by taking this leap, you're seeing people and situations and why they happen, and it's actually giving you more faith in your intuition. But you definitely didn't know these situations. You definitely knew what was going to happen before they even happened.
Right.
So it even says reflection and meditation is good for you right now to look at, because there's a lot of things happening. So you got to sit there and take some time to let it resonate with you too. So be at peace. Focus. The next card is solutions. This is definitely a solution that basically propels you to the future. And when it talks about the ideal success that comes from objective compromise, which means you know what to let go of, so your success continues. It also
mm-hmm.
shows self-control and patience, which you're kind of surprised with that too because you're so calm.
Right.
So it's like looking at people who are listening and going, to obtain peace and patience in your life is to be true to yourself. So if you're
yep.
feeling in any, if you're sort of doing anything that you feel like you've got to do, you're making a decision in the face. No, hold up. That didn't sound right. You're making a decision in fear. That's what I meant. So you have faith in yourself and say, okay, I don't need to do anything. That's what I was trying to say. When we focus on our wants, needs, and desires, when you put yourself in a frame, a mindset that says, I don't have any wants, needs, and desires, because you're telling the universe you have confidence what you've asked for and it's coming to you. And every time you do have a want, need, desire, you don't have to acknowledge it because it's going to be fulfilled because you have that kind of faith.
Yeah.
So continue to go through other things of forgiveness and healing. Because as you go through these really positive times, people you haven't thought about in years pop up. And it's just acknowledgement that there's another person you need to forgive and let go of. It's another way of continuing your success. And then this we're actually on your second level of your pyramid. The three, that was your foundation. That's a good foundation. And then second level, huh?
I said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And then it talks about opportunities to improve your plan. So keep your eyes open. Listen to your intuition for accurate guidance, what you're doing. And then face your fears and feel stronger. So it's acknowledging to keep that foundation. It's showing you what you need to do. And then your final card, I wish I had a drum machine. the top card is the number three. It's the Empress. This is Archangel Gabriel. So keep communicating. It's also a representation. When's your birthday?
Actually, it's the 31st of January this month.
31st of January means you're Aquarius, right?
Yes, I am. Very much an Aquarius.
And in this deck, instead of representing the minor arcana, which is the cups and pinnacles and the staff and the swords, and they're represented by archangels. And Archangel Gabriel actually represents the air, the wands. Shows wands to me are more about the way you've constructed things, almost like the ideal seeds well planted. So now it's just the ideal of being open and receptive to all these things to happen. But with the Empress, the Archangel Gabriel, it just shows the ideal the more you listen to yourself, the more you take and let go of things you need to do. It just shows very strong success. But also the Empress is something. It shows a person who's actually not just in charge of something, as a kingdom or whatever. The reason they're such great leaders is because they have control and faith in themselves, and people have a tendency to gravitate to you.
Yes.
And this, so it shows also a lot of luxurious and abundance. It shows you have the resources.
That's funny. True, actually. Funny. Because it's true.
I pulled one more card. This card represents decision. This is Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel is an angel. Archangel that helps you see the beauty within yourself. The more beauty you see within yourself, the more the beauty also you can see within your life. So it says, release yourself from which you hold, which would hold you back. Forget you ever had a past.
Right.
And look at today, because realistically, the now exists now. The future doesn't exist. The past doesn't exist. Sometimes the past only exists because you choose to keep that memory in your mind. But if you really look at it, it's all it is. It's a thought. It doesn't have any power unless you actually give it the power. And when you start focusing on nothing but positive things, it neutralizes the negative. So you don't have to do anything to get rid of it. You just focus. You just change. You take whatever you give your energy to will become a reality. Okay, so if you focus on the negative, it becomes reality. But if you change your direction of your thinking and your focus on those positive things, that's all you're going to have. Sure, people sit there and look at the situation and think, you know, life is not that easy. You're right, man. There's certain neighborhoods that have freaking speed bumps. But we also learn, first we go through the neighborhood, we don't see them. We have some really bad things that happen to our car. I mean, it's just the idea of fear. I just hit something black. What the hell is that? And, you know, but when you go through there again, you learned from those experiences. So the past can help you on how you've actually navigated those speed bumps. That when you do have speed bumps in the future, you've learned how to navigate them. So they're smoother. You get over them. You keep going. Because speed bumps do not stop it. So it even says here, unnecessary word based on the lack of self-confidence. So those past experiences or what makes us feel that lack of confidence. So therefore, when we change our energy and our focus on the positive things, we keep getting more confidence, more and more and more. And we can also make decisions a whole lot quicker.
Hmm.
We can actually use the term I always... What's that?
That resonates with me.
Yeah, don't be scared to put boot to ass on what you need to get rid of.
Don't what?
Do not be hesitant about putting boot to ass on what you need to get,
need to get
rid of.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So what do you think?
Wow, I think you heard dead on. It's just because a lot of it resonated with stuff that I'm already doing. And now, I mean, so I felt like you were 100% like we were tracking, because everything you're saying, you know, I've been starting to focus a lot more. I don't know, I've been doing a lot of self-reflection. I think I have a lot of power within me to manifest what I need. I felt like it was strong for some reason. I feel like this year is going to be the year, and I think the reason why previous successes did not come, even though it was so obvious that they were there, was because I needed to learn some lessons that were crucial for me to be able to carry the successes. I feel like if I had those successes come to me at the time that I'd wanted them, I might have foolishly squandered it. And I've learned to be a better person because of the hard knocks. And I've learned to be more gracious and more, I've learned how to manage myself better.
Right.
And I feel ready this time to tackle career. I think it's all tied in. I think this new place, career, and even previous... I think it all kind of ties in.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. We had a crazy year last year, and it took a lot of growing up to understand. I think it put us all in a different place because we never saw any of this stuff coming. So thank you for the reading. I appreciate it a lot.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
You know, there's one thing I wanted to ask you. So I had, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm here to make it easier. I had somebody from my past, and I still have a connection with that person, soul-wise. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wonder, I know that now is not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
To revive that, but I feel that connection still.
What else? It's like, needs more water. Let's see. Hold on for a minute. You know, the one thing I do when I do relationship counseling, you tell people flat out if you have a connection with somebody, you always will. Okay, that's the soul connection we were talking about before, the soul, spirit, the whole thing. Because we're loving people. So the idea was to still care about somebody because there was a lot of things happening in the situation where you got to know each other very well just because you have some bad infractions and things like that. So therefore, it's just reflection of who you are, that you don't forget people. You honor them, and it doesn't matter what they do to you. You have a tendency to honor people. So you got to look at the situation that you don't have to do nothing. If you're going to reconnect and you're going to cross paths again, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the work you do for yourself, the things you're continuing to do right now, and the idea of focusing on being more of a loving, positive person. If that person is going to be a part of your life, it'll happen when you least expect it because you're focusing on yourself, your life, that kind of thing. And you really can't have somebody in your life to share your life with if you're not living your life. You got to live your life, and then they become a part of it. They're not a missing piece. You don't have any missing pieces. You came into this world as a whole person, and you do the same when you leave. And you've always been a whole person. It's just the things you acquire. People come into our lives, and the idea of being more of a successful and being happy and being a more loving person. That's how we attract anything, and everything is through love. So it makes perfect sense. But I'm just saying, I had a girl come to me one time. A girl was like, you know something? I crossed paths with my ex. And I said, explain that one first before I go any further. What did you mean you reconnected with him. Because I had a funny feeling her reconnection was really dead off. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she found me. I was in the same room with this guy. He's across the room, but I saw him. I said, yeah, and you're making more out of it than what it was. Because what I call connecting and crossing paths means you meet, talk, communicate. That's crossing paths. Because you have a path,
right,
and he has a path. If he's across the freaking room, his path is over there. And what's going on? I found out later on, like, he was in a great relationship, but she was still hanging on to bullshit from the past. So she was kind of doubting it, and she wasn't being really gratitude, being grateful for what she had. Because I even asked her, you're in a relationship, and she goes, yeah. Don't ask me how I know. Just sit there and tell me the relationship. Okay. It's a psychic stuff, you know. So I sit there and told her, I said, that's why I asked her the question. I said, what's going on right now? Is your fears are manifesting and exits coming across your path? To sit there and say, you need to be grateful for what you got, because you want to go back to that. And she's like, yeah, that was a terrible relationship. And she's like, she agreed. So it's the idea, we have to really, you know, don't make more out of it than what it was, because you want it so badly. You're still feeding into a fear. If you don't do something, you're going to miss out on something, which means you're going in the wrong direction. You got to sit there and have faith in yourself that everything you ever wanted, needed, and desired, if you really look at the situation about all those things that happened in the past, you've always had what you wanted, needed, and desired. It was just
right.
Those things that you're feeding into your ego, thinking you wanted, that always turned out to be like, God, that guy was just really... There's a perfect opportunity for boots ass, right? You go away. But the situation you're talking about is going to be one of those great, fantastic moments where you're going to reconnect with somebody. Not that it's the ideal reconnection. It's the ideal. You're also going to see the changes that person's made for the changes you did.
Yep. You know, I think that's 100%, because I feel like my focus right now, my intuition tells me that I need to not think about that, just because it's not in line with what I need to do right now. My concentration really does have to be focused on career, because that is, it's a passion that I've had for a long time, and it really is there. And there's so much, I wouldn't be so involved in that field if it wasn't a part of me that is so strong. And so because of that, I feel like that has to be the main focus, because that is where I am destined to be before anything else manifests in any other situation.
Well, yeah, but if you look at the situation, focusing on a person's life purpose, you meet your life partner.
Yep.
They're one and the same. So that's why people need to focus on their life purpose, their careers, what they're passionate about. The more you have passion, you love what you do, the more you're going to attract somebody to share it with.
Yep. Yep. I really feel strongly about my career. So it's always been a passion. And I never knew, I knew I could never give it up. It just was not, no matter what, I just could never give it up. It just was always there.
Well, I hear you. That's what my thing is now, too, is I got a lot of people doing. No matter what people think, either.
Yep.
Because that's the thing
I
have
really
right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my family does not approve of anything I do.
Hmm.
Well, that's the worst.
Well, but if you're helping people, then isn't that a positive thing for you? Then it would be versus the norm of what everyone expects from you?
Well, most people I've seen that are Christians, they're always looking at all your frails, all your flaws. They don't look at you. Because I have people walk to my door going, don't you ever wish you were blessed? Don't you think we should be doing something else? I said, well, hey, I guess you're not psychic at all, are you? And they go, leave me with that. I said, my life's blessed every day. What are you talking about? Well, all they can see is the worst in you. Which if you sit and go by what I said before, we all reflect each other. That person, I think all they can see is all the bad in you. That's all they can see within themselves. So they go, will we pray for you? No. Anyway, well, you can if you want, when you say. You know, it's like I'm looking at you and you're miserable. You're just waiting to die. We didn't come to this planet just to sit there and be around for 6 years or whatever. Just waiting to die. We came here for a reason. So it's the idea of looking at people going, what is your passion? I want people to know what Jesus is about. Well, when you love yourself, so do you love God. When you love God, you love yourself. Because why? Because you're one and the same. I was going to talk to a friend of mine. I was like, think about it like this. God is the brain, and you are a cell within the brain. You see, you're one and the same, but you still got individuality. So God has taught you how to love, but you can't love anybody unless you actually acknowledge who you are. So therefore, you can't do anything in life without acknowledging God. You don't have to say, thank you, God. But you can say thank you, and therefore, God's not stupid. He knows what you're saying. People are so freaking caught up in the whole freaking thing. And Jesus, realistically, I think, came here to get back to the point of showing us who we are. Jesus came
right.
as a spiritual being, but he was also in human form, too, as well. So he's saying, even with the ideal of his birth, he's showing you that you did not come into existence through your parents. They were just a catalyst to get you here. You were created way before that. So therefore, we go back to the thing I said before. The spiritual part always happens first, and everything else comes afterwards. So you got to believe in yourself. You got to say, okay, I'm a spiritual being. We had, there's a movie out there, too. You can get on Netflix if you want to check it out. It's called The Three Magic Words. And the three magic words are, I am God. You're not the God, but you are a God because you're made in the image of a God. See, the first part, I am, acknowledges God, and then the God part acknowledges you. But it also shows you that you're one and the same. You can't take one out of the equation. It takes the meaning away. So they're always going to be one and the same. So you look at the situation, look at things that are going on in your life, the more you focus on you, the more you're able to actually love another person by the work you've done for yourself. Every time you say, I love you, you're just acknowledging God. You're saying, I love, which is basically what God does too, the ideal. He doesn't condemn anybody. So therefore, that's why it says in the Bible, you should not judge, you be judged yourself. So therefore, you're condemning another. That person will come back in reflection and condemn you too. But when you sit there and give that person love, they might sit there and look at you and call you an ass. But I guarantee you they'll have a realization. They'll probably come to you and actually ask for forgiveness. But mostly, you know, we know for a fact that realizations don't happen at the time we get the information or the advice. It happens later on when we come to a point of letting it resonate with us, going, that person that person was right. I was just mad at them because they were so right. I didn't want to deal with it.
Right.
So I denounced you. Okay? So I am God. I was sitting watching this thing too, and the people are going, I'm not God. No, I don't have that responsibility. Which means right there, that person is not taking complete responsibility for their life. People should keep their mouth shut if they don't mean to know. But
right.
I consider talking.
Yeah, we like that. That's, yeah, we're thinking about somebody in particular, but yeah. That sounds like someone we know.
Oh.
No, not you. No one. We're implying the same people. Same people.
Okay.
What do you want to tell me?
What do you want to tell her? She said, what do you want to tell me?
If you've been listening, I think I've already told you. Anyway.
Hi.
Hello.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
You told me good night. Good night.
I did?
I don't know. You said good night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You
said good night.
Yeah.
No, I said I already did, and you should know that.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I think I might. You should know this. Anyway. And the reason I haven't called you is I've been at the shop, and I've been just doing all kinds of stuff. I'm actually, someone gave me an idea by writing books. I'm contemplating a lot of things all at the same time. And then I lost my freaking voice. That freaking drives me crazy. A person likes to talk a lot. That's one thing we don't want to lose. That's kind of crazy itself. I can't figure why it came on so freaking quick.
You're
I'm drinking spring water. What's that?
Because maybe you're not supposed to talk.
Well, it's kind of hard to do a talk show if you can't talk.
All right, here's
the. I think
you're
right.
Your turn.
I don't have anything to say.
You do have lots to say. She has lots to say.
She has a lot to say. We got a freaking person in the background says she has a lot to say. So therefore,
I don't have anything to say. You know my name. You know who I am. I came to
Joel.
See you, and you told me some good stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Then we'll talk tomorrow when you come by and visit.
I will. All right. Good night. Hope
That's
your voice
it.
Comes back.
Well, after I get done doing this show, I'm going to sit there and just watch movies for the rest of the night and let my voice heal.
All right. Okay, you do that.
So I'll be
good
for tomorrow. You have a good night, too.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Bye.
You guys. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming on the show. That was pretty well.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You're very insightful. You're fun to talk to because you're very insightful. I love that. So. It's a
Thank
favorite
you.
Topic. I love spirituality, so that works.
mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need more of too, I think. More people need
I
to
think
so,
but
huh?
I really appreciate talking to you, and I really appreciate you giving me the time and listening to my friend and I. So we want you to heal up, and we will meet you in person.
Okay. I will.
Thank you so much. All right. You have a good night, all right?
You too, guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right. We're gonna wrap things up because the voice is just not kicking back in just yet. So we're going to say bye to everybody. Thank you for all the people called in, everything that's going on, that kind of stuff. It was fantastic, awesome. And join us. What is today? We're going to try to do a show tomorrow morning, but it depends on how my throat works. But we're going to be on tomorrow at, I think, at 9. No, 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. We'll be on 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning for a 90-minute show. So join us on that. We'll be talking about Atlantis and a lot of things, too. So, you know, bring it to the spiritual roundtable, whatever you got to do. You don't have to ask a question. You can come to your opinion. What do you feel? Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. It's just perception of how you feel and how you look at things, and we want to know. So share with us. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. And you guys have a great weekend. If you don't, we don't see you. And like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute, every day. And we'll see you later. We're going to leave you a nice little tune. And maybe you can figure out what it's all about. You guys have a good one, and we'll see you tomorrow. Out of here.
It ain't always easy moving day to day. She's what she wants to see me, so I'm on my way.